Video shows gospel singer Pedro Henrique die at 30 after collapsing on stage. By Simon Kent on December 15, 2023. Brazilian gospel singer Pedro Henrique collapsed and died Wednesday midway through a live concert. He was 30. TMZ, which obtained footage of the incident, reports Henrique was in the city of Feira de Santana for a private religious performance when he collapsed in front of the crowd mid-concert, according to Brazilian authorities. Footage shows Pedro interacting with the crowd and singing the song Vai Ser Tão Lindo when he appears to lose his balance, falling backward in front of his band before falling heavily onto the stage. Once Pedro collapsed, nearby fans and staff rushed over to help him as the horrified crowd watched in shock. The performer's label, Toda Music, announced on Instagram Henrique had suffered a heart attack, though an official cause of death was not immediately confirmed. There are very difficult situations in life for which we have no explanation, the label wrote in a Portuguese-language Instagram post. We just need to understand that God's will prevails. Pedro was a happy young man, a friend to all. Heaven in chorus welcomes an illustrious son, Pedro Henrique. So long, dear brother. So long. May the Holy Spirit comfort everyone. He is survived by his wife and 2-month-old daughter, Zoe. Henrique started singing at the age of 3 and began performing professionally in 2015 after he posted several songs on his YouTube channel, The Daily Mail reports. He joined a local band and released one album, Grandio Senhor, during his 3 years with the group, before leaving to begin a solo career with the release of his first single, Now Folio. His wake and funeral will be held in Porto Seguro, Bahia, where Henrique was born, his team told Billboard Brazil. Henrique's single medley, Levanta, Now Fica a Seam, Descendência, Ao Vivo, was released on Thursday. He was set to perform in São Paulo and Rio de Janeiro later this month. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.